Oh, very, very, very impressed. I mean, but the question was, you know, would he get out? He was sharing a lane, lane 3, and, you know, on the radio yesterday, I said, you know, he needs to get out aggressively and basically own that lane. And that's exactly what he did. And he did everything perfectly, ran a very, 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 very good, intelligent race. And he was really out to get himself a medal, and it worked out extremely well. And, you know, fair play to him.
He had to work hard towards the latter stages of it, Patsy.
Well, you're always going to have to work hard, you know, because everybody's coming at you. And, you know, the Spanish boy came at him on the bend and he fought him off. That was key. That was key because he could have lost the medal on that bend, on that last bend. And he fought him off and he held his position. And, you know, there was good fight in him. And that's as good as he's been for quite a while.
Yeah. And I suppose he had that serious determination after what happened on Saturday in the semi-final.
Yes, well, you know, you wondered would that have an effect on him, but no, he took that. He actually handled that extremely well. He handled it extremely well, and you know, he took it in his stride, and for half an hour, he didn't know where he was coming or going, I suppose, in terms of getting up to the final, not being in the final. But once it was nailed down that he was in the final, he was bang on. He was really bang on, man. Yeah.
How big a boost is this for Irish athletics, do you feel, Patsy, given that there was two medals won last night? There was a fantastic performance as well by Ciara McGeehan.
Yes, well, I mean, that's it, exactly. Those two athletes did extremely well. They are standout athletes, obviously, and but, you know, that's the situation. I don't want to get carried away with it. It was brilliant for them personally, brilliant for the Irish athletics. But the team, up to that point, up to that final evening last night, didn't do extremely well. So, you know, I hope people won't gloss over that fact. But basically, well done to Mark, well done to Ciara. You know, they have been out and about for many, many years. You know, it's like you got to cook this thing for a long, long time. And sometimes, you know, it's 4 years since Mark got that medal in Prague. So, you know, it's 4 years is a long time to keep going, keep working, and it all came together from last night.
Now, you said earlier that that's the best that Mark English has looked in a long, long time to you. The next big major championship for him is the Worlds come the summertime, Patsy, and I suppose the key thing now is to stay injury-free and try and keep this momentum there.
Well, yes, and get his medical studies done and dusted as well. You know, there is that aspect to life as well for him, and, you know, it's coming to a conclusion, right, you know, in terms of his degree and everything. So, you know, that has to be dealt with as well. So, but the Doha is late in the year. It's late September, October. So, you know, he'd have to come back with a plan that encapsulates everything. And, you know, yes, he needs experience in the World Championships because he does need to be in Tokyo next year.